Now, your comments. Margaret Nielsen of East Lansing, Michigan, was offended when she heard our interview about the Vatican's new policy statement on feminism. Our host, Brian Naylor, asked correspondent John Allen why the church issued the statement now when, quote, the debate on feminism seems to have come and gone in this country. Ms. Nielsen writes, the movement for women's rights and religious organizations is alive and well. Would an NPR host casually comment that the civil rights movement is long over? Stories about religion often arouse passion, so we weren't surprised to get several comments about our story on the Republican Party targeting Catholic voters. Our diligent host, Brian Naylor, asked our guest reporter if the GOP ran the risk of, quote, crossing the line by injecting partisan politics into tax-exempt organizations. Anthony Uranimo of Washington, D.C., wrote in to say that on the same day, but unreported by our program, John Kerry and John Edwards appeared with a group of Democratic politicians at a black church where the candidates addressed the churchgoers. Mr. Uranimo wrote, Bill Clinton perfected the Democratic shtick of campaigning in black churches, and Kerry is continuing the tradition. Listener Hank Cohen of Alameda, California, is a longtime fan of Japan's Zatoichi film series, so he listened with interest to our segment on the new Zatoichi movie in the U.S. Mr. Cohen was disappointed our discussion failed to note that in Japan, masseur is a traditional occupation for blind people, like the hero of the film. Mr. Cohen also felt we were remiss for not stating explicitly that Zatoichi is not a samurai, despite all the swordplay in the films about him. If you feel we are remiss, or if you think we've hit the mark, write to us at watc@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and include a phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name. And for all those fans of the Olympics out there, stay tuned. Olympic coverage is coming up.